League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Horns up and welcome to a brand new episode of Headbangers Kitchen. Did you guys miss me? Well, I'm sorry, I've been away for a few weeks and we've been uploading some bloopers and bonus footage of earlier episodes. Hope you guys have been watching and enjoying that. Well, today I'm going to be doing an amazing North African breakfast dish called shakshuka. Shakshuka, that's a really fun thing to say. And I've got the boys from Dark Helm, a band based out of Pune. They play like a hybrid deathcore style of metal, and I have them on the show today. So stick around, we're going to cook up some shakshuka and interview Dark Helm. Let's go make shakshuka. Shakshuka. Start by heating up some oil in a frying pan. Chop two medium onions or one large one and add it to the pan. Also add a couple of cloves of minced garlic. And I love garlic, so I've added quite a bit of it. And give your onions and garlic a good stir till they start to get nice and golden brown. Oh, and what do you call the vocalist of a North African metal band? Shakshuka Bhatnagar. Get it? Get it, shakshuka. Now that the onions are nice and golden brown, it's time to move forward. Chop up some green, yellow and red peppers and add them to the pan. Season with salt and pepper and sauté for 2 minutes. And don't be afraid if your onions get a little nice and dark brown. It's okay, just make sure they're not burnt. Add in about 200 grams of tinned tomatoes. You can also use fresh tomatoes or even tomato puree. Add in your spices, which are cumin powder, paprika, turmeric, cayenne pepper, sugar, and chili flakes. If you like it spicier, add more chili flakes. Mix in those spices nicely. And if you like a little extra meaty flavor, add in a beef or a chicken stock cube instead of salt. It will be amazing. Add a dash of water and simmer for about 10 minutes. It's been cooking for 10 minutes and it's time to taste our sauce. It's good. Now we add our eggs. Make little wells in the sauce and drop the eggs into that. Season with some salt and pepper on top. Cover the pan and cook for a further 4 to 5 minutes depending on how you like your eggs. I think our shakshuka is done. Yep, that looks good. Now that the eggs are done, just crumble some feta cheese on top. Garnish with coriander and your shakshuka is ready. That smells good and looks delicious. And look at that lovely egg yolk. Perfect. Aur hamara shakshuka tayar hai, which means the shakshuka is ready and we're going to wait for Dark Helm to come and taste it. Welcome back to Headbangers Kitchen. I've got Monish and Varun from Dark Helm with me, and they've driven all the way from Pune. How was the drive, guys?
Okay.
Yeah?
We had a lot of traffic on the way.
Oh, I can imagine. Alright, so you're here with a purpose. You're back. Dark Helm has returned from
wherever you were.
Yeah, so tell me about that. Where did the band come from and why did it disappear and why are you back now?
So basically, you know how it goes in Pune. It's a college city and stuff, so people go back home or whatever. But with the previous lineup, the problem that we had was our guitarist, he left for the US to study, and our vocalist, he went to Australia to study. So we really had no lineup, you know, for nearly a year. We had no vocalist or guitarist, and plus the drummer also had to leave. So we were like, it was just me and Shubhrayu in the lineup. Then slowly we got our heads together, went to a lot of people, auditioned some of them, and then finally we have a lineup back now.
Alright, and what kind of keeps you going actually, to be really honest, because obviously lineup changes are difficult on any musician or any band, and you know, what sort of drives you to still keep the band going despite pretty much the entire band falling apart?
I don't know, man, it's just the dream, you know, the dream with which we started the band, it's still there, and that's what's kept it together, you know, and we find people who have a similar kind of outlook towards why we're making the music or whatever. So that's kept it together till now.
Okay, so you've just joined the band recently.
Yes.
So how did you guys meet and how did this happen?
So his other band, they used to jam at my jam place. I run a jam place in Pune. So they used to jam over there, and these guys, they had a couple of Megadeth covers that they used to do, and I saw him soloing and I was like taken. I was like, this is it, this is a done deal.
But before that we started bringing on, and he said, dude, I like your soloing. I said, cool, let's do this.
Nice. And so you guys have just returned. You have played, I think, one gig so far.
Yeah.
And you have actually taken on an initiative of organizing shows now in Pune called Reverse Scenario.
Right.
So what sort of has driven you to actually do this, you know, given that people have, I mean, metal gigs are not really a profitable venture.
Yes. So, I am trying to do something like for a long time. But like, you know, it takes time and it takes experience to put up a gig, like everything is going smooth and all. When I went to Pune, like I tried doing a lot of gigs, but a lot of people told me that the scene is dead now, so nobody can take it and nobody can do this. So I just started it, and I got this Hard Rock Ride to play gig done over there, which was like quite good for me. I got like 400 turnout over there, and this was really amazing, and this is something that, you know, motivates me to go ahead. And then I started up with this Reverse Scenario. So 9th of Jan, that would be like, we are expecting some massive crowd there.
Yeah, I mean, the lineup is really, really good. It's got Gutslid, you got Undying Ink coming down from Delhi. Have they ever played Pune apart from a weekend? I don't think so.
No.
So yeah, I mean, how feasible is it, especially for kids who look at, you know, all these gigs happening and they think, oh, it's, you know, all hunky-dory, like organizers are making money, bands are making money. How easy or hard is it to put up a gig in Pune, you know?
Putting up the gig is like, it takes everything that you have, like from your money to your a lot of sleepless nights and all your efforts, there you go. So there's no point expecting any kind of money when you're organizing or you are in a band or doing anything. There's no big money. Yes, you can get some, you know, meals and drinks for free. That's all that you can do initially. Like maybe after 20 years from now, when we all are at that level so that we can get a lot of money out of it, then it's okay, but not now. There's no money.
And plus in Pune, the difference between Pune and Bombay is in Pune we have no metal venues as such. Right now we've tied up with Classic Rock Coffee Company, those guys, they are open to having metal shows over there, and that's why they've started the whole place. But other than Classic Rock, there's nothing else over there.
Well, Bombay also is very similar. I mean, we don't have metal venues. It's people taking up venues and trying to do a metal.
No, but in Pune, metal is not allowed at most venues.
Yeah, I think after last night's Hard Rock gig, I think it's been cancelled. But yeah, of course, we understand. I mean, it's the same situation across most of the country. Also, I noticed you have a dark helm. Is that a dark helm tattoo?
Yes, that's a dark helm tattoo.
So it's quite interesting that, like, you've been in the band for how long now?
3 months.
So what, like, possessed you to get a
so
tattoo?
That's basically not that, so that we cannot take him out of the band ever.
Yeah, so you can know, like, it's more like, that's what passion is. Like, I see it and I'm done with it. Okay, this is the final thing that I'm going to do. So that's how I started off with being a musician also. Like, I took a decision randomly. I want to be a guitarist. I don't know if I have that talent or not, but yeah. So now over time, I know things were not that simple. But yeah.
Yeah, because that's quite a bit of commitment to put into, you know. That's awesome, man. Okay, so let's go to a fan question. This comes from the vocalist of Bhayanak Maut, Sanit Revankar. And he asked, please ask Monish to, when will he get his frets of his guitar fixed? So, what is the deal with your guitar frets and why are they all weird and why are people so obsessed with them?
I don't know why people are obsessed with them, but they're not weird, man. It actually serves a very logical purpose. So basically, you usually have on an 8-string, you usually have fan frets, you know, and the whole concept of a fan fret is the longer your scale length is, the clearer the fundamental frequency rings out. But since I was shifting from a non-fan guitar and I've never played a fan fret, I wanted something that's closer, that feels closer to a normal straight fret guitar, you know. So I and Matthew came up. Matthew is Mr. Ethereal Guitars. So he and I came up with this idea. He actually formed me the idea that we have an exponential scale. The change in the scale length from the top string to the bottom string goes in an exponential scale. So that's why the frets are curved. So what that does is the lower, basically the higher pitch strings, that feels more of a straight fret guitar. And the top string is where the actual fan happens. So that gives me a feel closer to the normal, you know, 8-string straight fret guitars.
That's interesting. And do you endorse these guitars?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. That's pretty cool. So for young musicians who are always curious, how do you go about getting an endorsement?
It's a lot of things, man. Firstly, the having an album was the biggest, was the most important thing. You know, we could forward it to him, to Ethereal Guitars, and he was interested, and he was interested in the Indian market. So a lot of things fell together at the right time. That is what happened. That's why we got the endorsement.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, when you guys came out with your first album also, it was done in a very professional manner.
Yeah.
You know, but what was the thought process behind the band name and obviously the album as well? Because it's, it has something to do with Persian mythology or Persian stories,
So the album is based on this Persian king called Cyrus the Great. The album is a concept album. It's part fact, part fiction. The fictionalized part of it is the time travel and all those fancy things. And the fact part of it is that Cyrus was one of the most benevolent leader the world has seen. He drafted the first bill of human rights and stuff. So we've taken those parts from history and added some, you know, masala to it and made a concept album. So yeah.
And what was the thought behind the name Dark Helm? I mean, where does that stem from? Or it's just
that like, that just happened, man. Like, we came up with a lot of, you know, metal names. And I think the least metal name was Dark Helm, you know, something that's more dramatic and all that. Basically, I like my music to be very dramatic, and you know, it has to have a theme and stuff like that. So Dark Helm sounded something that would go with that. Right. So yeah.
Nice. So given the new lineup of the band, you know, can we expect the same kind of sound that we had earlier with the band, or is it a completely new direction? What's on the cards?
It will be in a similar direction, but of course, we have new, like more than half of the band is new, so we'll have more inputs coming in, and hopefully it's taking music to the next level. That's the way I see it. But yeah, it'll have the same direction.
Alright. And obviously the kind of genre that you play, deathcore, which is obviously a large influence in the music that you play, is very popular, but at the same time it's also very loathed by people. Like, I make a lot of sarcastic comments about Calcutta bands playing only deathcore, but all in good fun, of course. But what's your take on this whole thing? I mean, the whole explosion of this style of modern metal, you know? And how do you react to any negativity that comes towards it?
See, honestly, the international scene, deathcore is done with. Like, you know, you had deathcore at its peak around 5 years back, and now it's on the... It's on the decline. And nowadays it's the whole gent scene coming up across the world, but that's fine, man. Like, I really don't care about people hating on a genre or whatever. The same people who hated Slipknot when it was cool to hate Slipknot are all listening to Slipknot nowadays. So it's cool, man. Doesn't matter at all.
Alright, since we are a food show, let's talk a little bit about food.
Right.
So you mentioned to me that you had turned vegetarian.
Yeah.
So what made you turn vegetarian, and what do you eat and what don't you eat?
So what made me turn a vegetarian? That's a complex answer. Yeah. So it was a lot of things, actually. One of the main things was that, you know, I don't really care for dependencies, and I used to love eating meat. I couldn't go a day without eating meat. You know, I had to have at least one meal a day with meat in it. So that was something I needed to get rid of. Plus, I used to initially also think that humans are carnivores, but then I read a paper that said that it's not like 100% sure that humans are carnivores. You know, it's still being debated. So then that made me think, you know, why do I need to eat meat? You know, I don't. So, and then it was just a challenge for myself. If I can do it, I can do it. And it's worked out.
That's
6 months.
But you eat eggs and dairy, you say?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome, because I mean, it's something with eggs and it would be quite... Yeah, alright. And what about you? What do you like? Do you like to eat meat? Are you a foodie?
Yeah, I am a big time foodie.
So what's like some of the favorite food that you like to eat?
I like mutton Rogan Josh. I love butter chicken. Like, no matter where in the world I'm going, I have a fixed order for every restaurant that I face. It's butter chicken. That's it.
Oh man, I should have had you come and taste the bacon butter chicken then.
Yes, someday.
And I heard that you cook.
Yes, I do.
So what's your like specialty?
I make some kind of, you know, whatever I have in the kitchen. I put everything together and somehow it turns out very good. So, but I use a lot of cheese and I use a lot of paprika, jalapeno and cream.
Alright. But if you were going to be executed tomorrow,
and I would go back to bacon, I guess. Yeah, for sure.
I love butter chicken.
Yeah, well, that was a kind of obvious answer. So before we go and taste the shakshuka that I have made for you guys, what's the future hold for Dark Helm? What is the immediate plans as of now? Are we looking forward to a new album?
The new album, yeah, but maybe in the last end of 2016. But right now we are just getting a, you know, at least a hour worth of set list ready to go out and play live, you know. That's what we are concentrating on right now.
Alright, and are we going to see more shows being happening in Pune?
Yes, definitely. We're planning something for Feb again, so we're going to announce another gig on the 9th of January.
Awesome, so Pune Metalheads, you have a lot to look forward to, and make sure you keep attending the shows. Guys, let me get you the shakshuka.
Please do.
Yeah.
Let's get that shakshuka.
Shakshuka.
Shakshuka. So guys, here's the shakshuka I've made. Dig in and tell me what you think.
Sure.
Let's eat.
That's like really awesome.
Yeah.
But I still don't remember the name.
Shakshuka.
Shakshuka. And this is African.
Yeah, it's an African breakfast. Yeah. So it's like a tomato sauce with eggs. I mean, it's, I think Indian palate, it's quite something we would like.
It's close.
Yeah, it is.
It's got that masala vibe to it.
It's really nice, man.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed. So there you have it. Mohanish and Varun have given the shakshuka a thumbs up, and we'll see you on the next episode of Headbangers Kitchen. Let's eat. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Headbangers Kitchen. If you like the video, please give it a thumbs up. Share it with your friends on Facebook, Twitter, and whatever other social media you use. And subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you like what we do, buy a t-shirt from redwolf.in and leave me a comment below and tell me which Indian band should I interview next. What dish should I create on the next episode? You tell me, and till next time, cheers and keep cooking.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.